So when you talked to me earlier about tensions, you were talking about the tensions between the employees and their supervisors and their managers.
Yeah, as I said, most of the supervisors are from West Africa, and the supervisees, most of them are from East Africa and other bloc. There's a tendency from some program managers just to frustrate their subordinates so that they can find a good excuse to employ somebody from West African bloc. That's what is happening.
And have you...
And in most cases, you can find that a person has been employed from West Africa. Once they come here, the subordinate, the one who's supposed to teach that person how to perform. A good example is my case. I was teaching my supervisor about the system because he was new to the system. He was not aware of what trim is, so from the scratch, I started to teach him. Even now, I'm teaching him. The only difference that he was attached to, he's a good programmer, so he knows how to program, can program things nicely. That was the only difference. But now if he comes for the user part of the system, I'm the one who's teaching him. And it's not only me, it's most of the national staff members, they're teaching them. Even sometimes the academic-wise, most of our people are very qualified compared to those from other block, but they're still their supervisors. It's because they've been given that post because of either the relationship between them and the top management.
Can you give me an example, without telling me any names, but can you give me an example of miscommunication or dispute between the employee member of the association and their supervisor?
Yeah, we have the cases when we're talking about the EPAS. EPAS is an electronic performance appraisal system. We have a very recent case when there's a confrontation between the program manager and the supervisors. The program manager was against the team he was working with. So he decided to frustrate these people by making sure that he underrated them. So they decided to make a rebuttal against him. So when it's come for filling in the EPAS, he made the recommendation that they're underperforming. So he put all his inputs there, downgrading them. So in fact, there's a portion where the staff member can say something about the supervision received, and even the comment he has to make against the program manager. So they made also the nasty comment against the program manager. So now what happened is the first reporting officer refused to sign that EPAS. The second reporting officer decided to sign that EPAS. Now because the first reporting officer refused to sign, so there's a dispute already. So the second reporting officer was supposed to come in to try to harmonize them. So they agreed that what they can do is to ask the New York to roll back the system, the EPAS, so that they can harmonize themselves. They tried to make a request in New York, but what came out of New York, they say, we cannot roll back because this one has been finalized. But still, the program manager insisted that he cannot sign. So the only option, they say, they should start a fresh EPAS. So now that fresh EPAS is not going to be objective. It's distortive already. Because exactly, it will not reflect what happened exactly. Because they want to balance them. That this is what happened, so they want to go against what happened exactly to create something which is not the actual.
And what was the role of yourself or the association in that?
Came to our attention last week.
What do you expect in a situation like that you could offer to help?
In fact, what you need is to rebut against the decision that we cannot, it's the program manager has to sign it. Because he was the one who rated the staff member, they were in a disagreement, so the EPAS should be just used objectively.
What do you think the role of the association is? Is there a positive role for the association in this kind of a dispute? What if you didn't exist? What would happen in a dispute like that?
There would be a lot of misunderstanding between the program managers and their supervisors, and even to lead to fighting, the physical fighting.
So if I were
Because we have the cases where the people decided to engage in physical fighting because of the EPAS dispute.
And that would not be a good thing.
Well,
that would not be a good thing.
Yeah, it would be a good thing.
So if we had another commission, another tribunal, and we would hope that this would never have to happen, but if it were to be set up in another country, would you suggest that they consider from the beginning having an association like yours?
Yeah.
Can you tell us why?
Because of the law we are praying. We are just trying to bridge the gap between the administration and the staff members to try to bring harmony in. Because most of the program manager, they're very stubborn. They don't want the progress of the subordinates, so to speak.
If you could be in charge of everything. Everything at ICTR.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have in the beginning tried to have less diversity, if you will, less maybe all East Africans or all Kenyans or all Tanzanians? Would that have reduced the miscommunications and tensions?
Yeah, in fact, if the process of recruitment is very objective and transparent, we are not expecting to have this kind of relationship, the bad relationship. What happens is when a person who is brought in the system does not meet the qualification required, what do we expect? Because we are bringing somebody to supervise me and I'm overqualified than him. So there will be some confrontation. So if the system is very transparent, you won't have that kind of issues. It's like United States, in headquarters, because the system is very transparent. But now here, they're offering job according to technical know-who, not technical know-how in most of the cases.
Explain what you mean, technical know-who.
No, I know you, I give you the offer. Based on who are you, but not based on what are you.
Does that issue relate to the country of origin, to ethnicity, to religion? You're talking about qualifications.
Yeah.
What is the role, if any, of the country of origin, ethnicity, religion, gender? Is there any relation?
Yeah, there's a relation. If I know you, I give you an offer. If I don't know you, no. In fact, in most cases, there's this called, how to put it, nepotism. The issue of nepotism is well lampart here. The nepotism is well lampart. It's open.
Do you draw any relation? Do you think it's that nepotism is related to the question of
integrity.
Country of origin?
Integrity.
Integrity.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. Why is it integrity?
Because if somebody has integrity, you cannot do things which are not acceptable. I cannot just give you offer because I know you, not because of your qualification. You have two persons, one with high qualification, the second with less qualification. But this person with less qualification is from your country. You want to give him favoritism. You want to favor this one because he's from your country, at the expense of the quality of the work.
And is this a problem that you have seen here at ICTR in your time?
Yeah, we have seen it here. In fact, it was even raised by the previous administration of the Staff Association in New York to find out exactly why. Why this exists? Why are we not part of the secretariat? So the reason was very simple, that your registrar refused to allow all recruitment to be done in New York headquarters. Because the delegation of authority was given that he can employ, recruit whoever he wants from here, based on the qualification. But now when it's come to applicability, it's different. They're not following the proper rules.
And so it's an issue of integrity. Are there,
yeah, it's
are there
of
people
integrity.
Are there people here, and I'm not asking you to name names if you don't feel comfortable with that, but are there people here who you think as people in management of high integrity who are working against this? Or do you think this is an issue that is just simply not fixable here?
The problem is people are not led to speak against somebody. The issue of fear that I'm going to lose my bread if I'm going to be open. So they're afraid to say it out.
And how would you fix that problem if you could control everything?
No, I've been trying to tell them, exactly, the management, right from the beginning, that this is not the way it should be. Because once we find that there's a breach of the rules, we used to tell them exactly on their face that this is not the proper way.
Are you able to be effective? Do you think you're having an impact by saying these things, by speaking the
truth? Yeah, there's an impact now.
Tell me about that.
There's a change. There's a change at least now. People respect the rules. But initially, there's no respect for the rules. A person can just decide. You have five candidates, okay? Three are qualified. the two are not qualified, but because you have the power to select out of the list who you want. So you can just select the last one, even if he doesn't qualify, he or she does not qualify. We have that cases where we have the six names were presented, so the legislators make a decision on who to take.